There's another possible nafkamina lalacha, which goes to the root of the difference between halakhosis and regular mitzvah of kiddush, and that is the permissibility of grape juice for kiddush, or the permissibility of grape juice for halakhosis. Concerning using grape juice for a regular kiddush, regular Friday night, a regular yontif night, so there are several issues that the poskim raise, several possible objections as to perhaps maybe why one wouldn't be able to use grape juice. First question is a question already that the Rishonim raised: what would be the correct bracha on grape juice? Which is really not a grape juice issue, but really is a question in terms of any wine that has mevushel. Any time that you take wine and you cook it up, which is done in the process of making grape juice. So whenever you have yain mevushel, whenever you have grape juice, what is the correct bracha? So the Gemara tells us in Maseches Brachos in the sixth parak that if you take a fruit or a vegetable and you cook it, so sometimes the bracha remains the same, remains to be ha'etza ha'dama, and sometimes the bracha goes down to becoming a shahako. Basically, the Gemara concludes that it depends whether the cooking process causes a deterioration in the food, whether that's considered to be no longer the normal way of eating that particular food or vegetable. So let's say if you take a vegetable that most normal people don't cook, and you go ahead and you cook it, so then the bracha would become a shahako. So the question becomes, when it comes to wine, so you have wine that comes out of grapes, so it's drinkable in the state of not being mevushel. Now you go ahead and you're mevashli, you go ahead and you cook it, you pasteurize it, you go ahead and you boil it up. So the question becomes, does that affect the bracha or not? So this is the machlokes Rishonim. So Rashi sheet is quoted as Rashi holding that one would recite a shahakal on yayin mevushel. So according to Rashi, if yayin mevushel, but for that matter, all grape juice, the bracha shahakol, then obviously you cannot use it for kiddush of a dalakosos. You have to use hagofen for kiddush and for dalakosos. So if you would accept Rashi Shita that you make a shahakol on yayin mevushel, then there would be nothing else to talk about. So most of the Rishonim didn't accept it. La'alacha, we don't pass like the Shita. We assume la'alacha, like most of the Rishonim, that the bishul process that's done on Ariyayin is not considered to be a shinui so much to really deteriorate the food, the wine to such an extent. And therefore, the bracha would remain the same. So we pass in halacha that you do recite a bar pri agafen on yain mevushel. So that in and of itself would not pose a problem in terms of making kiddush or in terms of dalakosas. However, the Rambam has a shita which is based on a sugi maseches bava basra, which would invalidate grape juice and would invalidate yain mevushel for another reason. The Gemara bava basra says that when you make kiddush, so you can only make kiddush on yain sheroy lenaschal gabi amizbech, only on wine that's fit to be used in the service in the Beis HaMikdash to pour v'nizach ha'yayin on the Mizbech. So there is a machlokes Rishonim how to understand this halacha. The Rambam understood it literally, that any time you have wine that's been disqualified for any reason whatsoever from being able to be poured on the Mizbech, so that it by definition is disqualified for Kiddush as well. So what are some examples of wine which are disqualified for being poured on the Mizbech? So the Rambam says yayin mevushel. The din is that you're not allowed to pour yayin that was already cooked, that was already pasteurized, you're not allowed to pour that on the Mizbeach. So therefore the Rambam holds such wine would be disqualified for Kiddush as well, which of course would disqualify it for at least for the first of the Dalakosos, because the first of the Dalakosos is the mitzvah of Kiddush. Then the Rambam says there are other wine that are disqualified based on the principle of Royal Anach Rami Mizbeach. The din is that you're not permitted to offer any other extracts from fruit on the Mizbeach. That would be a violation of Kosa Orbechal Dvash. Dvash meaning dvash tamarim, fruit, date honey, or other types of fruit products on the Mizbeach. So therefore the Rambam says if you add in any fruit flavoring, or if you add in any sugar, which is opidin, something similar to fruit, if you add in anything into the wine, so that would disqualify from being part of the Mizbeach. So the middle of that would disqualify for Kiddush as well. So the Rambam took the Gemara of Abbasra literally, that any time you have wine, which is in a Roy L'Nasach, Gabi Mizbeach, it's disqualified for every Kiddush, even on a regular Friday night. And many Rishonim disagree with the Rambam. Many Rishonim understood that Gemara just means to say if you have wine that's not fit to be brought in the Mizbeach because there's something wrong with it, there's something inferior with it, it started to spoil already, other types of problems with the wine, then it's disqualified for being brought for Kiddush. But if there's nothing wrong with the wine, it was just boiled up for a second, or you add a little bit of sugar into it, a little bit of fruit flavoring into it, So that in and of itself, although those things would disqualify from the Mizbeach, that's not what the Gemara meant when it said that any wine that's off-limits to the Mizbeach is off-limits for Kiddush as well. Only if something significantly has ruined the wine, so to speak, only that will disqualify for Kiddush. That's the Machlokes that we showed him. So Me'ikra Adin, we don't accept the Rambam to see the Me'ikra Adin, we paskin, the Yayin Revushal is really acceptable for Kiddush, and the Yayin, which had other things mixed into it, is also acceptable for Kiddush. So in terms of disqualifying grape juice based on the fact that it's mavushal, so we generally meikra din, we don't accept that. We don't pass like Rashi, who says that the bracha on yain mavushal is shahachol, and we don't meikra din pass like the Rambam either, who says that yain mavushal, although it would be hagofen according to the Rambam, it's disqualified because of ain roel gabi mizbech. So presumably there should be nothing wrong with grape juice. However, there's another issue that the Gemara already raises: can you use grape juice for Kiddush? Maybe the halacha requires that the yayin has to be able to be intoxicated. So the Gemara rejects that. The Gemara says that socher eshkol shel anavim mekat omer alav kedushas hayom. The din is that Friday afternoon you can take grapes and squeeze them out, make a cup of grape juice, and make Kiddush on it 2 hours later, even though it hasn't, clearly hasn't fermented yet. It's clearly not intoxicating yet. Aval b'chein, the Gemara says that that's acceptable. Although there were some who questioned, who said that maybe that only applies to grape juice in the days of the Gemara. Grape juice was, which was theoretically able to ferment, because even though right now it's not yet intoxicating, but after a little while, if you let it sit long enough, it will ferment. Maybe one could argue that doesn't apply to our grape juice which have been treated in such a way that they're not going to ferment, or they're not going to ferment at least for a very, very long time. So maybe one could argue that somehow that's not acceptable for Kiddush either. So many poskim rejected that as well. We generally assume that that's also not lahalach. We generally assume that grape juice is not a problem on a regular Friday night, because we assume against Rashi, we assume you do make a bar priyagafen on grape juice, and we assume that grape juice is acceptable for Kiddush, even though it's mavushal, and we assume that even though it's not intoxicating, that's also okay for regular Kiddush. Question becomes, what about the dalakosas? Is there any reason to believe that we should disqualify grape juice for dalakosas? So this was a machlokas Gedolei HaPoskim. The Moshe Feinstein claimed that yes, but Moshe held that although grape juice is acceptable for other things, for Kiddush and Avdol, etc., it is not acceptable for dalakosas. And the reason being, said Rav Moshe, is that you require derech eirus, going back to what we said before, that when it comes to Kiddush on Friday night, so the ikur is not really the shtiyas hayayin. That's so important. The ikur is the zechiras kedushas haShabbos. So it has to be done on the kosher yayin. So it doesn't matter what kind of kosher yayin it is, as long as the pidin, it's called yayin, that's acceptable. Now, she'en ken, when it comes to dalakosos, so the halacha requires a shtiyas yayin, but it's more than just shtiyas yayin. It has to be a shtiyas yayin derecheras. So what constitutes derecheras? As Rav Moshe, by definition, derecheras means that it has to be something which has the ability to intoxicate. So even though for a regular Friday night, the fact that it doesn't intoxicate it, that's okay. The Gemara says, Sokhar Eshkol Shalom Nevim, Makadosh Shalom, that's alright. When it comes to Pesach Night, Rav Moshe suggested, then the halacha requires that it really have the ability to intoxicate you, because otherwise it's not considered to be Derech Eiris. Rabbi Soloveitchik is quoted as saying that although this may be true, that there is a keem of Derech Eiris that is necessary when it comes to Pesach Night, which doesn't exist the rest of the year, it could be argued thereof that derech eiros is not necessarily an objective criteria in the sense of intoxication. It could be, says the Rav, that one can fulfill the mitzvah of derech eiros even if the wine is not intoxicating. Even if it's grape juice, that's also called derech eiros, provided that you enjoy it. The Rav is medayik from the Lashon HaRambam, and the Rambam says that you should choose a wine at Pesach night, that the shtiyah should be shtiyah reva, it should be an enjoyable shtiyah. Maybe one can even argue that if the person can't stand wine, he prefers grape juice. Maybe that's a bigger kiyum of derech eirus. So this question that the Rav and Rav Moshe are arguing about, they both seem to be working with the same guidelines, that there is a halacha of derech eirus. The halacha does require derech eirus. The only thing is, how does one define derech eirus? Whereas Rav Moshe gave an objective criteria to derech eirus, the derech eirus requires dafka something which has the ability to intoxicate. According to the Rav, that's not necessarily true. And for care, that if a person really doesn't enjoy wine, so perhaps that's considered to be a more of a derech eirus if one would use grape juice.